If you run Facebook ads to get clients for your gym or bootcamp, then no doubt you've been frustrated with the same thing that everybody else is, which is getting those leads to pick up the phone when you actually dial them. Am I right? So this is something I've been running Facebook ads to a phone call system for over 10 years on Facebook. I was probably one of the very, very first to do it. And so in the last 10 years, scaling dozens of gyms, I've had thousands upon thousands of test subjects to try out different things to get the best pickup rates. Now, in all our experience, and to this day, running multiple studios, we generally look to get about 50% of the leads we generate to pick up the phone in the first couple of days. More of those leads will pick up the phone with continued follow-up long-term, but that's not what this episode is about. Today, I want to talk about that immediate window of 2 to 5 days when the lead has opted in and they're ready to buy. And that's the time, if you can get a higher percentage of them on the phone, then you're going to make more sales. So this is probably the biggest, I would say, weak point in most FitPro's ad funnels, because the ads usually work relatively well. With some training and a good script, the FitPros can generally close over the phone pretty well. It's that part in the middle of getting the leads to turn up. So most of the gyms I've worked with, the guys that seek me out for help, when we review their stats, first of all, I generally see something like they pay maybe anywhere from £8 to £15 per lead on Facebook. They'll generally close maybe 20-30% of the people they speak to, but they have about only 10 to 20% of the leads who actually get on the phone. Now, once they've been through my program and implemented my proven systems, they'll tend to get £5 to £6 cost per lead. They'll tend to close 50 to 60% of the phone calls they speak to, and they'll get 40 to 50% of the leads on the phone. So for every 10 leads on Facebook, you will speak to 4 or 5 of those leads within a couple of days. And if you think about that, if you could double your show up rate from just 20% or 2 out of 10 leads you speak to, and you doubled that up to 4 out of 10, then without changing your ads and without changing your sales ability, you're still going to double your sales for the same ad spend, which is why getting a higher show up rate or pickup rate is the fastest and biggest way to boost the profits in your advertising, which is important because, as you know, if you can widen that ROI on the front, then you're able to reinvest and scale up your advertising to grow even more. So there are actually 4 steps to this. The lead nurture sequence is vitally important. This is the exact series of steps that happen once that lead opts in, either on a Facebook ad or they come to your website and submit an inquiry, or maybe they email you or send you a DM or whatever it might be. Whenever a prospect reaches out, then you want to follow a lead nurture sequence. And this is what we do, and this is what helps us get that huge 40 to 50% pickup rate. And again, this is after 10 years of me going through trial and error, trying everything under the sun. This is what we found tends to be the best. So first of all, the 4 keys that make the lead nurture system work and get more leads picking up the phone or more leads who booked in a consult to show up to the consult. Number 1 is lead speed. We call this lead speed. This is simply how fast you respond to the lead. The 2nd is frequency of follow-up, meaning you want to follow up numerous times, more than you actually think. 3rd is engagement. And this means making your follow-ups more informal, more engaging, more personable, so it doesn't look like it's coming from a stuffy corporate business. That's going to increase the response rate. And then finally is flexibility, meaning you need to be able to respond to the leads at times that may not be convenient for you. And I'll talk about how to deal with that problem. So let's go through each of these in a little bit more depth. Let's talk about lead speed number one. So a study at the Harvard Business Review showed that businesses that respond to their leads in 5 minutes or less are 100x more likely to convert them. 100x if you can just get to the lead in 5 minutes. This is probably the number one tip. If you do nothing else, just respond to your leads within 5 minutes. And you're going to get way more people picking up the phone and they'll be blown away at your customer service. However, a lot of the times when leads come in, it's going to be evenings, early mornings, and weekends. So those are great times to get more leads on the phone, especially weekends. We find that Sundays are a great time to get leads on the phone since it's the only day they have off. But when it comes to flexibility, it's usually tough for you to cover those hours. So you either need to be available on those kind of hours or you need to hire someone. And it's not ideal, I know, but you're going to make way more money if you do hire someone just to be like an appointment setter. There's no heavy sales skill involved. It's just literally more admin and receptionist work, basically. Having an appointment setter to man the phones and contact people and have those people book in a time with you, so you can do the actual close, then that's the fastest way to double your pickup rate. Second of all is frequency. So another sales study showed that 44% of salespeople give up after one follow-up attempt. However, the same study showed that 92% of salespeople give up after the fourth follow-up attempt. So that means almost every single salesperson gives up. They don't follow up more than four times. Yet, 60% of customers say no four times before they say yes. Therefore, if you're like 92% of salespeople and you give up by the fourth follow-up, then you've just given up right before reaching the gold. So we call this the five times rule. You want to follow up a minimum of five times over 5 days to get the highest percentage of leads speaking with you. And that's a minimum frequency. Once per day over 5 days is a minimum. So we actually look for a higher frequency. I would probably start with following up 2 to 3 times on the first day the lead inquires. Unless they inquire late at night, then the follow-up would start the next morning. But using a mix of phone calls, text messages, you want to email as well. You want to follow up multiple times to get that person's attention. So we look at frequency in the short term, that 5 day window, and the long term, which is, you know, having them on your list for the next 60, 90, 180 days. That becomes a bit more automated long term, but it's well worth having that as well. The third pillar is engagement. So a lot of people are intimidated speaking on the phone to you as the first point of contact. And studies show this now as well, that something like 60 to 70% of consumers now not only want, but they expect to be able to chat with someone via a text medium like SMS or WhatsApp or, you know, a messenger bot before they get on the phone. And that's only going to increase as the years go by, as our new generation are simply used to just chatting with their thumbs, right? So, you know, think of all the 20-year-olds today, the millennials who never get on the phone, never do phone calls. Everything is texting for them. They're going to be your customers in 5-10 years from now. So you need to get used to, you know, not expecting everyone to just jump on the phone call with you. That's our generation, but it's not the new generation. So the more you can facilitate conversations through SMS or WhatsApp or, you know, Instagram DM first, then you can kind of loosen them up a little bit and then get them on the call when they feel more comfortable. So even though they might not get on the phone straight away, many of the leads will engage with SMS or WhatsApp. So we use SMS heavily during our follow-up sequence. Most Fit Pros will use email the most, but we actually find using SMS takes priority. So you might want to engage in a bit of SMS chat first of all. We have an array of different text messages we send out that are engaging, informal, more like just you're starting a chat, and you'll find you'll get a better response when you use that. You want to make your SMSs engaging and easy to reply to. So rather than say something like open-ended, like a text that says, for example, what most people will do is, oh, hey, I tried calling you. Please let me know a time that works for you. That's a bit open-ended. It's a bit hard for the person to think about because then they've got to think about their schedule. So rather than that, just try and start the conversation, get the conversation rolling. So we might send a text message instead after we phoned them and there's no answer. We would send a text message that says something like, hey, tried to call you, but I missed you. Sorry. Hey, let me know below. What's your biggest goal? And we'd have like little emojis for like 1, 2, and 3. Like 1 would be weight loss, 2, toning, 3, muscle gain or whatever, right? Or feel better energetically. And then we'll just have them say, hey, reply 1, 2, or 3 below and let me know. That is easy because all they got to do is hit, it's more like gamified. They just got to press 2 or 3 or 1 and hit reply. And usually they actually put all the above. Now we've got them talking in a text message. We can then respond back, ask a couple of questions over text, like, oh, hey, tell me about that. And once we see they're opening up, then we can re-invite them to the call again. So a little bit of engagement first goes a long way these days. And fourth of all is flexibility. As I mentioned earlier, it's inconvenient, but the more hours you make available to contact these leads, you're going to speak to more of them and sell more. So the optimal times to have somebody on the phone ready is going to be 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. and then 3 p.m. till 8 p.m. Mondays to Fridays. You also want to have someone on the phones 9 a.m. until about 1 p.m. on Saturday. And also then Sunday evening, like 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's very effective. It's probably the most inconvenient for you and your staff. But at the end of the day, this comes down to a bit of compromise. The more hours you make available, the more you're going to sell. The less hours you want to dedicate to this, then the less sales you're gonna make. So that's the four steps to lead nurture. And by the way, guys, I've just reopened my brand new 400K mastermind. This is my lowest price, lowest investment way of working with me. It's a ridiculously low price. It's basically a mastermind for gym owners and bootcamp and personal trainers who want to scale a business to a minimum 400K per year. And that's based on having a 2,000 square foot studio. We can take that to 400K. If your studio or bootcamp is bigger, we can go 500K up to 1 million or more. But basically, if you want that basic business plan to show you how to take what model you have, scale up to 40K a month with huge profit margins, so you take home at least 15 to 20K a month in profit, and you want my systems, strategy, and my personal guidance and live coaching multiple times a week, then you can get that inside the 400K mastermind for only £8 a day. So if you want to find out more about that, one of the things that's included in that program, in the mastermind, is my entire lead nurture automation sequence. So you'll get the 10 SMS messages that we send out. You'll get all the email messages, all scripted, all templated, ready for you to plug into your funnel and deploy straight away. That's just one of the systems out of hundreds that I give you in the mastermind straight away. And also another bonus is I'm also going to give you £2,963 worth of training. This is my best 6 programs, my elite collection, 6 gym scaling courses that are my elite collection. They're worth over £2,900 if you were to buy them separately on my website, but I give you them as an entire bundle, immediate access, and you get to keep them just for trying out my mastermind. And if after 1 month it's not for you, no problem. You can cancel anytime. But if you want to check that out, then check out the link below, and I'll see you in the mastermind.